This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Email Wednesday.
You got mail.
Hit us up at 1-800-222-0985.
All right, so this is really funny. A guy wrote us on a dare. His girlfriend dared him to write in because they got into a little brouhaha over the weekend in Seaside Heights. They went away for the weekend. She forgot a toothbrush, and he did not want her using his toothbrush. She called him a big Chris, and then she got all dramatic saying, well, we better not do anything in bed since you're so afraid of germs. Oh, boy.
Our text club, someone wrote, it's like there's only a little bit of pee on this piece of toilet paper. Can I use it?
Yeah.
Something should not be shared.
All right. Thank you for holding. What do you think?
I just wanted to say that brushing your teeth is not the same thing as kissing somebody.
No, but we're not talking about a community toothbrush. It's like in a pinch, you wouldn't let your significant other borrow yours and then, you know, wash it with hot water after?
You think hot water cures it?
I don't know. If there's anyone that you could share it with, it would probably be that person.
I don't know what you're thinking about this.
I'm not saying I want to share my toothbrush. Hypothetically, if we were in a pinch, yes, I would let my husband borrow mine.
Oh, that's you. That's great. Maybe he doesn't have it. Everybody's different. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I have somebody on the line who I think can clarify things.
I'm a dental hygienist, and I can tell you there's millions of bacteria in your mouth that you can spread from one person to another.
Do you ever look in somebody's mouth and you're absolutely grossed out even though you can't say anything?
Absolutely.
Has anybody ever walked in there and it looks like they just had a box of Oreo cookies?
All the time.
No.
It's a normal thing.
No!
I kid you not. I kid you not.
Ew.
You ever floss somebody and they fill the trash can? All right. Well, thank you for calling in with that professional piece of advice. Amanda, you see the hundreds of text messages rolling in. What is the consensus on, even in a pinch, sharing a toothbrush?
Heck no.
See? Yes. Heck